really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Turns out for 20-plus minutes, people ran around pointing at the shooter. Total stand down. We don't need to get caught up in even their fake investigation. They're trying to shut down that. We know they did it. We know Trump's in grave danger. Credited with leading the sniper team that has the longest shot in history, Dallas Alexander. DallasAlexander.ca, amazing information. Joins us in this little short segment. I just wanted to ask him in closing about other threats, drones, truck bombs, poisoning. I mean, if they tried to kill Trump because he's so popular and they're cornered rats, it's obviously an inside job, folks. Don't be idiots. Then 99% chance. Then they're going to even more desperate now. I mean, what's your view on that?
Yeah, I think like we were talking about, the desperation now is hopefully what he can hire the right people to protect against. And like you mentioned, with all of those things, there's you know, there's a million ways to kill someone, sadly. And this, just the size of some of the VBIEDs we've seen overseas can rock an entire block. So I think they got to take into account everything. And drones, like, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a drone flying around over that rally that same day, right?
Yes, sir. Hours before.
Yeah. So again, that, like, I mean, we had it overseas that ISIS was using drones to drop bombs, and they've rigged up this stuff just, you know, themselves. So there's possibilities from everywhere. I think they just, again, need the best that they can find in the world to protect kind of 360 for the next 6 to 8 months.
That's right.
It could come from anywhere.
105 days, and then there's 79 days till he's sworn in. He's president-elect. That's the real danger zone. So You concur with all the other great analysts I've talked to off air and on air. Everything points towards inside job. And so they're even more desperate now. So the ante's even upped.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just now a very deliberate security kind of bubble, if you will. But it has to be 360. It has to be drones. It has to be on road moves. It has to be when he's stationary and he's speaking engagements. And even, you know, sadly, things like wherever he's eating or drinking or whatever, it's kind of ultimate paranoia time for the next, you know, 8 months or whatever.
Absolutely. And going back to that footage we just showed, there he is an hour before the attack, and that's when they went over and talked to him. Local police had a rangefinder. What would you do if a guy 450 feet from the president is wandering around looking at a roof with a rangefinder? I mean, that guy's in protective custody immediately.
Like, at a minimum, just apprehended for the remainder of the rally. You know what I mean? Like, at a minimum, because sure, a rangefinder is not restricted, but it definitely tells you that he's thinking about something that he needs range for, and he didn't look like he was golfing. So, like, to me, at a minimum, he just apprehend him until the rally's over. Like, you know, and the posture's suspicious, the left and right, it's sketchy. So just at a minimum, okay, come with us, sir, until this is done.
Dallas Alexander, the prime suspect is Alexander Mayorkas. He opened the border. He's running it all. He refused security for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This guy is a bad hombre. Thank you so much for the time. I know that you're really getting successful in your music career. We want to promote that. And you've got a new line of songs coming out under Don't Blame My Bloodline. Is that right?
Can't Blame My Bloodline.
Can't Blame My Bloodline. And what's the song they should search or find on your website, DallasAlexander.ca?
Go listen to any of them. Can't Blame My Bloodline, the title track, is out right now, and there's a bunch more, and another one coming out this month.
We're going to grab it. We're going to air it later. You want me to post it on X, or can I do that? Or you want?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, we're going to make a music video, brother. I'm going to put it out. God bless you, Dallas Alexander. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got it.
Dangerous mission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
All right, we are now into hour number two. Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, Robert J. O'Neill, the most famous Navy SEAL and expert on what's happening. He basically concurs. I talked to him off air with what Dallas Alexander, the credited top sniper, 2.2-mile kill. He was saying they had a bunch of kills that day at that, but that was the one they documented on video. He just said, total inside job. They're going to try to kill Trump. It's on like Donkey Kong. So here's what's going to happen. I've got all this other news, all the big political developments, Biden stepping down, missing, even Fox News saying, is he dead? I think that's a fair thing to ask. I'm not saying he is. Who are they going to try to replace Kamala with, or will she put a VP on, like Gavin Newsom or Hillary Clinton or Whitmer? The sky's the limit. Now they're saying, oh, this will, you know, gives Trump a run for his money. Because no one believes Biden would win. They want someone plausible when they steal it. And Mike Cernovich did a great interview that's on InfoWars.com with the great Tucker Carlson basically laying that out. Maybe we should get Mike on the show or try to get him on. He's hard to get on. But that's where we are. Such a historic moment. And the globalists are in their own publications like New York Times, Atlantic Monthly, Financial Times, saying, we hope that conservatives think they've won and just go to sleep, and we're going to win, which means they're going to steal it. But I've done all the statistics. I've gone over it 1,000 times, but it's very hard to steal when you have a landslide. So that's why Trump is still working so hard. What a nail-biter. What a cliffhanger. What a moment to be alive right now and to be witnessing all of this. So I want to open the phones up for one slice of society. So I'm asking listeners, please don't call in if you're not law enforcement, Secret Service, Federal Marshal, snipers particularly. We want to leave the lines open for these men and women. Not putting the women down, but we saw the women they had there. They couldn't even holster a gun. There are women who can shoot guns great. Women are incredible snipers, but that's not the type of women they can get. You know, they put an ad out, hey, we want women. Diversity, equity, inclusion, and then women don't answer the call. Like, this office is almost completely men. Got a few women work here. Well, you know why? Women don't answer the call to work in radio, television, film. I don't know why. They don't come to, maybe they see it's Alex Jones. They don't come to the interviews. They don't come. They're not there. So you can be black, brown, white. You can be Asian. You can be whatever. You've got a skill, whatever. You want to work here? We hired folks. Barely any women. Well, imagine the Secret Service. They put a call out for women, and then they get like a fat woman who can barely, in fact, she can't holster a gun. It'd be like putting a fat woman or me up there to play NBA basketball against LeBron James and Scottie Pippen and Larry Bird and Michael Jordan. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like it's a default that all the Secret Service agents that are the close detail, the central ring, have got to be the height or higher than the targets. They're supposed to shield the president. Well, how is a 5 foot tall woman there, pulls her gun out, can't even put it back in? How is she supposed to stand above him and protect him? See, that's what this is all about. And they're saying, hey, we don't care if you can't fly an airplane. We don't care if you fail the test. We're going to put you in there as a pilot. Because really, most of the planes are flown by AI wireless now. Autopilot. See, the globalists, the Pentagon just came out Friday and said, by 2030, 30%+ of the military will be robot. They're sabotaging the human military to bring in the robot military that will follow the orders. So I'm calling for Secret Service, FBI, snipers, military veterans, your chance to get on air. We want to talk to you. And we'll go to you quickly so you hopefully aren't on hold very long. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we are going to take your calls and cover news right up until the last 30 minutes of the next hour, so about an hour and 20 minutes from now, when Robert J. O'Neill comes on. And I talked to him yesterday, and he's the guy who reportedly killed bin Laden. And I said, you know, I questioned bin Laden being killed. He said, I know you did that. It's fine. You're allowed to. He said, I know I was there. It was his wife. He got out of the bed. I shot him. It was real. That's confidence. He definitely said it was a body double. He was in bed with bin Laden's wife, so he deserved to die. That was his quote. He's going to come back on and talk about that. But I talked to people that were there with him. Then they blew up a helicopter with a bunch of Navy SEALs that were there to try to cover it up a month later. And I don't know, but I know he has the courage to come on and talk about this stuff. So there you go. So we'll do a whole discussion about that coming up with him, because I'm not impugning him. I'm not saying he's a liar. I think he has a lot of credibility. It's just people hated Obama so much they didn't want to give him any type of points, I guess. In hindsight, I thought they probably didn't kill Bin Laden, and I still don't know. But I think that Robert J. O'Neill is a credible guy with how many silver stars and bronze stars and all the things he did. So we'll be doing that interview coming up at 1:33 Central. He will be joining us to give his take on all this. I really look forward to that. Okay, so let's pull back here, because there's a lot of stuff to unpack here, a lot of big enchiladas. So while we're punching up the phone system and getting that up so I can see it, I'm going to go ahead and cover the election news, Biden dropping out, all of it. And should we do it? Yeah, let's do it. Because we put a short clip up yesterday, they got like 10 million views. People said, oh, that's not a real clip. So Chase Geisler uploaded another clip, got like 2 million views last time I saw it, of like 10 minutes of me saying in the last 2 weeks, he'll step down by the 20th or 21st in my trajectory view. And a lot goes into the calculations of that, because I'm not a sniper. When it comes to politics, I am. I've got all the factors together. I can see the writing on the wall, Biden jockeying to get a bunch of favors and deals. But now the weird wrinkle, I said if he doesn't step down, they'll kill him and poison him. And now they're reporting he's missing. Now they're reporting they don't know where he is. He's been gone 4.5 days. And I'm not saying he's dead. That's Fox News alluding to that. So we'll play this clip in a moment. Proof of life, please. Fox hosts ask if Biden is even still alive. We'll go over some of these articles for you right now. Over headshot, please. So there's that headline, Infowars.com. Now listen to this cryptic headline. Biden's brother says they will enjoy whatever time they have left with him, implying he's dying. Who wrote it? Internet buzzes as Biden's signature on dropout letter doesn't match signatures on executive orders. You can see his real signature versus the new one. It looks nothing like the same one. And I thought that when it came out Saturday, I said, this is strange. There's no presidential seal on this. And I went and looked up his signature myself. It didn't match. Not even close. Is Joe Biden alive? Fox News host asked for proof of life. Biden hasn't been seen publicly for 4+ days. None of us understands what's happening. Biden campaign staffers blindsided by 2024 announcement, learning about it on X. Now we learn from a year plus, his staff isn't allowed to meet with him. He's kept away from people. So here's the actual letter with a signature that looks as fake as a $3 bill. Zoom in on that. You match that with other signatures? Looks nothing like it. And where's Joseph R. Biden Jr.? There's no presidential seal. There's no anything. Did they kill Biden? I'm not saying that happened, but that's a very serious question in this climate you've got to ask. Where is Biden? We've been at Weekend at Bernie's, or Weekend with Bernie, all the last few months. He's been hiding, and now he's gone. They may toddle him out. He may be seen soon. I don't know, but this is really weird. A blank sheet of paper, you know, no seals on it, no information. His resignation letter, and no one knows where he is. We're in a live coup, folks. Any way you slice it, they didn't have the primaries. Hell, they stole it from Bernie Sanders. They wouldn't let anybody challenge him. They tried to take Trump off the ballot. They did all the lawfare. They've been doing this for a long time. And now, I said, if Biden doesn't step down, I said it a week ago, they'll just kill him. They'll just claim he had a stroke. Is he dead right now? They're just jockeying to say who gets what? I don't think so, but he's mentally brain dead. We know that. What a constitutional crisis. What insanity we're now in. Hadn't been seen in 4+ days. But it's not Alex Jones questioning it, and you're allowed to question. You know, Joy Reid says it was fake, and all these other Democrats have come out and said it was a fake shooting, all the rest of this. That's idiotic. We have a chance to respond and say it's bull. Anybody that knows guns or ballistics knows it's crap. But if Keith Olbermann and Joy Reid and Joy Behar and the rest of them want to say it's fake, they have a right to say the moon is made out of pimento cheese. They have a right to say the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus are real. They have the First Amendment. That's what this country's all about. But the point is, he's missing for 4.5 days. It's not an official letterhead. His brother says, enjoy the time he's got left. What's the exact quote? Enjoying whatever time he has left. The signature doesn't match. This is creepy as hell. So I mentioned the clip. We don't just mention stuff like the media does. They'll say, Trump hates all Mexicans. Where's the clip? Jones peed on Sandy Hook kids' graves. Where's the clip? Didn't happen. Wasn't even ever there until they sued me and I went there for the court. But they just sit there and they make these claims without any evidence. Well, when we make a claim, we cover it. So here's Fox News asking proof of life on Joe Biden.
But I want to go back to your previous statement, Dana, about not seeing President Biden today. I think as you think about what has transpired today since 1:45 p.m., not physically seeing him, even address a camera in Delaware, let alone an Oval Office statement like LBJ did when he dropped out in March of 1968, it is disconcerting, isn't it?
Brett, they didn't even release a White House still photograph. Mm-mm. Nothing. So are we, I mean, I hope he's fine. But you could forgive people for wondering if we are really living Weekend at Bernie's right now. Like, proof of life, please. Let's see it, okay? We want the president to be okay. I do want him to be able to leave on a note that is high in his mind, right? So that he feels like he had this public service career where he achieved the ultimate. And he's obviously unwell. And so,
after him while we were gone.
You know, we want him to be a person that can, like, stand on his own 2 feet and look the American people in the eye and explain why he's leaving. Because without that, imagine what your allies, your adversaries, your enemies, your military, your voters are all sitting there going, well, wait, so why are you withdrawing? Is it because of health? And if so, please let us know so we can pray for you. Is it because you were afraid you were going to lose? I mean, that's what Jared Moskowitz just said, the congressman from Florida. So that's interesting. I would note that while we've been on the air, the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro, has endorsed Kamala Harris, and she is one of the few people that is floated as a possible vice presidential nominee for him. On this idea that old is off the table, I just don't think that anybody who watched the last week at the RNC can make an honest comparison about Joe Biden's cognitive decline that we've been watching and the 78-year-old Donald Trump. I don't think that's going to work.
All right. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to go to your calls. And I appreciate you calling. It's not an official letterhead. The signature is obviously a different person. I mean, I just showed it. There's no doubt in my mind. It's completely different. Totally fake. The bank would refuse it on a check. He hasn't been seen in 4.5 days, and they're asking, is he dead? And he was refusing to step down. Now his brother says he's on death's doorstep, basically. Now he may pop back up. Is he dead? Do you have another medical emergency? I mean, last time he was seen 4.5 days ago, walking off Air Force One, he could barely walk. And again, they have doctors that control him. Maybe they took the drugs away. I've talked to Secret Service, who are good people, and high level, we'll leave it at that, other law enforcement that were there and saw the Pelican case with all the drugs and them giving him drugs and him popping back up, having been put down and pooping himself. This isn't funny, folks. This is disgusting. But this is what they've done. And now they want Kamala, a new puppet. We'll talk about who they're going to put in. They're saying Kamala, but that there's a lot of signs there. That's not the case. You heard Obama and others say, oh, we're keeping Biden forever. I said, while their surrogates attacked him. I said, no, they're really against him. And now that's come out. So here's who we've got on the board. And we've got some open lines because people are being nice who aren't law enforcement or experts. And they're not calling in. That's great. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 callers that called in. Got a few extra lines for law enforcement snipers to give your take at 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We're going to you in a minute. I just want to list who's here so you know I'm going to you. Michael in Boston, military Marine sniper. Holly in Pennsylvania, civilian. Was at the rally, witnessed Butler PA shooting. We'll go to her first. Woody in Washington, law enforcement on the Trump shooting. David, we're getting his information. Joe in Baltimore, military Marine Afghanistan. And David, military Army on Trump shooting. Let's go to Holly. And then we'll go to Michael. Holly in PA, where it all happened. Thank you for calling in. Tell us what you saw.
Hi, yeah. I was sitting on the left-hand side when you're looking at Trump, same side that Corey Comparator was sitting on, and I was 20 feet to his left with my daughter and sister. And we heard the shots, and my head immediately snapped to the right. You know, I don't feel like they were coming from a water tower at all. And everybody that was hit seemed to be hit in the perfect trajectory going from the AGR building across, hit Corey in the back of the head, grazed Trump's ear, and then hit the other two people on the other side, plus the hydraulic line.
Sure. So where are you saying you were there, where you thought the shots came from?
The AGR building.
So
if there was a second shooter, it would have had to have been coming from there.
Well, that's what most of my sources say, is they believe the open window right under where the shooter was is where the shots were. But to change the trajectory, in CNN, ABC, Fox, they've all moved the shooter 50 yards another part, which is very mysterious.
Right, right. I just do not think that the water tower was in play at all. I'm hearing that a lot, and I just don't see it. Where we were, there was a huge tree in the way, and the bleachers were behind us. We were very close. Like, when Trump came out, he was 10 feet in front of us. We were, like,
well, describe
right
what it was
walkway.
Like. Describe what it was like. You were there. What was it like?
I mean, we were at the highest of highs right before it happened. He had just come out. He pointed at my friend's shirt. My daughter was with me. She's 13. This was her first Trump rally. We were like, yeah. And he finally started talking. We were all just settling in, and then bang, 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 bang. And we, like, didn't know right away what it was until Secret Service tackled him. And we were just in shock. Like, I don't think any of us really believe that's what happened. I mean, we did go down on the bleachers, and then my sister noticed that somebody was shot in the crowd. And at first, we thought maybe somebody got a gun in there, shot at him, and then shot themselves. But obviously,
sure. Well,
Keith,
let me ask you this: there's too many names to list, but Joy Behar, Reed, Keith Huberman—they both basically said that all of you were actors, and that you would have run. And obviously, you're not actors; it's a public event. And that you would have run, but you're caught up by surprise. Plus, you're conservatives. You're not panicked. It's not a rock concert. And like you said, you were caught off guard. What do you want to say to people like Joy Reid and Behar and Oberman that say this was all fake?
This was 100% real. And saying that is absolutely ignorant. I mean, Corey Comparator was actually a neighbor of mine as well. So he lived less than a quarter mile up the road. I passed his house every day, saw him on election day when I was handing out at the polls. He was a very real person. And so am I. I mean, we have video. This is very real. So this
of course
is
it is. You can't
rally.
Fake that. You can't fake it. So were you looking at Trump when he got shot, or what was that like?
Yeah, we were looking at him, and then we heard the first couple shots, and then my head snapped to the right because from where I was sitting, that's where the shots were coming from. And Corey was 20 feet to my right, obviously in the line of fire. And so I immediately knew which direction they came from, and me, my sister, my daughter, we all looked that way, and then we just went down. And then Trump went down, and then we weren't even sure if he was okay. We were all panicking, thinking he might have got, like, seriously
wounded. Trump talked about that. He's looking out for the 20 seconds they're holding him down, and he tells him, get off me, because he sees everybody panic. And he pops up and says, fight, fight, fight. That is so real. You can't fake something that real. That's why it's so powerful.
Right, and I kind of missed that moment, too, because I was still just sitting there in shock going, what is happening right now? We didn't know where it was coming from. Who did it? Was it somebody in the crowd? It was just chaos. And then on our way out, we heard 10, 15, 20 different stories. I mean, people did not know what happened unless you were, like, right down in there.
But you were
really
there.
Even we were a little confused.
I want to get your name and number to have you back on as a guest because you were there as a witness. Were you able to get any video in the aftermath?
Yes. Yeah, my daughter got a couple of videos of the aftermath.
Have you put those out?
I put them on Twitter or X, and I actually tagged you in some last week.
Well, I'm sorry we missed those. What is your X account? We'll find them.
It is Holly Llama. Hollilama.
We're going to find those and post those. Sorry I missed them. We'll get your contact info. Holly, thank you, and God bless you didn't get hurt. Wow, what an amazing moment. Does this make you a bigger Trump supporter?
Absolutely. Bigger than ever.
Yeah. You're a combat veteran now, sweetheart. All right, we'll be right back. What an incredible lady. We'll go to law enforcement straight ahead. Stay with us. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com. Instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc, everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've been living in a free society for so long.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we've been living in freedom so long. It's a paradox. Freedom creates decadence. You know, hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. That the general public, men and women, are not ready for what's going down and what's happening. The deep state 100% did a stand down. They 100% tried to kill Trump. They're 100% even more desperate now. Who knows what's happened to Biden? We're in the middle of a live coup. And I'm in the center of the attack, so I'm not happy about this. I want stability and prosperity. And we can go to our jobs and go to church and go to work and go play golf and do all this. That's all out the door, folks. because we got so focused on the golf and so focused on the movies and so focused on our buddies and bass fishing. And I get it. It's great. Believe me, I'm as good at screwing around as anybody. I'm not judging anybody that wants to go, you know, eat chicken fried steaks and drink a 12-pack of beer. Or spend a whole week on some hunting lodge and just sit around and, you know, play cards and shoot deer. But while we were doing that, the evil people took over. And so the situation we're in is so dire. Good news is I talked to the high-level Trump people. They're dialed in, so I feel good about that. They got a plan. But I just want the public to know, you better get your shit together right now. Because we are in a world of hurt. And people getting all celebratory. I've got the established publications, Atlantic Monthly, New York Times, Financial Times, just the three I saw. Oh, Trump's overconfident. We're going to get him. They got major tricks up their sleeves. So if you think we're out of the woods, just as we had this big victory, we're in halftime right now. And yeah, we're 7 points ahead. We're ahead. Oh, great. We're ahead. Great. Wonderful. So if you don't think we've got a whole nother half a football game to play here, you're a dumbass. And that's all I'm trying to say is the other team is going to play dirty, and they own the referees. So we got to play harder. We got to decide we're not going to get beat. We got to go out there, eye of the tiger, and beat their ass politically. In the information war. They got false flags ready. They got race war ready. They got it all ready. They got their assassin teams ready. I mean, I've had to literally just get ready myself because I'm not stupid. I'm able to make a lot of predictions. And I'm sitting there talking to the White House advisors on Trump's security. They're like, how's your security? You know, they're coming after you, right? I'm like, I don't need you to tell me that. Yeah, I know that, okay? So this is game time, people. This isn't a game. This isn't watching a TV show on HBO. This is the real world. This isn't some drama. It's not some theater production. This is the real world. Trump's 104 days out, 105 days out. 79 days after that. I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to go to your calls. I appreciate everybody holding. We're seeing on the order they received here. Let's talk to who's up first here on the list. Who's holding the longest? All right, we're going to talk to folks in Massachusetts. We'll talk to Michael in Boston. You're on the air. Go ahead, Michael. You're a military Marine sniper. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for letting me on your show. I pray for you every day because I can only imagine the amount of pressure you're under.
But thank you for the prayer, Michael. Believe me, thank you, sir. I need that. Thank you.
We spoke the day the bridge collapsed. I'm also a union iron worker. I called in and I was getting into how big a project it was going to be and how long it was going to be
down for
and this and that. Yeah, well, as a former Marine sniper, there are just so many things that bother me about this, but I'll make it quick because I know there's other callers. The top three is, one, the open window. I didn't even know about that until yesterday when you spoke on it on your show. I didn't know there was an open window of, you know, X amount of feet away. I mean, that kind of falls in line with, you know, the side the shot came from, so they can, you know, they have the deniability that it was the kid. The second thing is the water tower. I'm hearing things about, I think it was Greg Reese saying that there was a shadow that stood up. And there was
it's not just a shadow, because they say, oh, shadow form. Shadows form. They don't pop right up. It's a man.
Yeah, something makes a shadow. An object creates a shadow, right?
Exactly.
So number two is that with the flash of either the flash or it was the reflection of the sun on the scope, whatever. That number two, I don't know if there's any footage available because I haven't been able to find anything on that. But here's the third one. You remember how Trump supporters were filming the kid? They're like, there's a guy on the roof, and you see cell phone footage of him, you know, low crawling up the roof. Remember that?
Yeah, right, 2020. They now admit 26 minutes they sat there and let him do that. I mean, come on.
Right, but here's the thing. This just came to me yesterday morning. They were filming him, right, on the roof, at least low crawling with his weapon. All right, so are you going to tell me those were Trump supporters? Why would they have stopped filming? How come? What I'm starting to think, what I'm getting at is I don't even know if the kid ever even got any shots off. I think it was someone else, and they just shot him dead. Because why would those people have stopped? Are you telling me the Trump supporters would have stopped filming? We don't have any footage of the kid firing off any rounds. Why would they have all stopped filming? I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me, right?
The whole thing's no press conference.
Yeah, and they've had the weapon the whole time, so they can come out and say anything they want. Oh, yeah, he fired shots. There's carbon in there. They can, if, even if he didn't, they can fire a few rounds out of it and go, here, see, it was freshly fired. You know what I mean? They're controlling the narrative.
I agree, and the fact that they tried to kill Trump, he's so popular. Well, now he's even more popular. What are they going to do? It's not a hard deduction. They're going to try to kill him again.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm so like, I had to add Elon Musk to my prayer list because I pray. We talked about it before several times a day, and I'm a little older than you, Alex. I'm 60, and this what's going on right now to my country is rocking me to my core. So with all you're into, I don't even know how you're holding up, brother, man, but you are in my prayers every day.
I'm only holding up because of you, brother. Thank you so much.
No, well, we love you, man.
I love you, too. I need the prayers. I can't get into it, but it's because I'm not that important at the end of the day. They want to mess with me to get me to focus on myself instead of them. But yeah, it's bad. I can't imagine what Trump's under, his whole family. It's just these cowards. They're scum. They're total filth. But just like Trump, we're going to keep attacking back. We're going to push through. We're going to win. And they can feel it. We are winning. Make no mistake. Right now, I'm getting chills right now. We are winning. We are winning. But it doesn't mean this thing's in the bag. All right, let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, and talk to Joe, military Marine, Afghanistan. What's your view on this, sir?
All right, good afternoon. All right.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
This is a 100% setup. So a couple years ago, there was a guy on your show. You went to some rally, and there was a communist who started shoving you. And I was in the Marines with that guy. He got kicked out because he was a communist. He made it all the way through boot camp, all the way through infantry training, went to an infantry unit, and then he was making detailed plans of the base and giving details to somebody, and they caught him and arrested him and kicked him out. And then when I got out in 2013, I thought you were crazy. And then I saw that guy on the show shoving you, and I tried to call. I didn't make it, so I just let it go. But I need.
Are you talking about when the communists attacked me in Cleveland?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. I think it was Cleveland. Yeah, I used to call him Elephant Ears because he was a weirdo, and everybody made fun of him because he was a weirdo. And it turned out he was a communist. Made perfect sense. So I need everybody to understand, if there are people willing to go through Marine Corps boot camp, which is living hell on earth, okay, and then go through the infantry training and make it all the way to a fleet unit, okay, this takes months, even over a year. This guy was in for over a year, okay? So my thing is, anybody who thinks that this is just a coincidence, no. There are people, and this guy he was an idiot. He was no intelligent guy. But let's just say this. Pick the psychopaths that have more intelligence and the ability to put all the pieces together. It's real people. You need to wake up. The people who want us gone are willing to go through boot camp, go through infantry training, and live amongst you. So there are people amongst you who are taking detailed plans of our society.
And there are millions of military-aged men led in the last 3.5 years.
Exactly. And everybody needs to know this, that if you're a citizen, you better know now that all the fun times and all the Friday night parties and all the cheap gas, yeah, guess what, millennials? Yeah, they shorted us, and they tried to kill our president. And it's not about, oh, you know, they just don't like Trump. No. You want to talk about taking
the wind
out of a jet.
They don't like us.
They and I told people this in 2013 when Maryland changed the gun law and they were trying to say they were going to take away AR-15s, whatever. And they made it easier to buy those over the counter, right? But to me, I said, this doesn't make any sense. And I started telling everybody I could that there's something wrong. The government is lying. And I know from my own eyes that the war in Afghanistan, hey, well, how many of my friends are dead from heroin? Oh, how many are dead from Oxycontin? Oh, all my whole generation got taken out on drugs. And guess what? All the people that are on drugs, they're mind numbing everybody through TV, through music, through celebrity stuff.
No, I agree. We're gonna jump to another caller. So what do you think comes next, Joe?
I think that they are going to push something else, and the next time they're gonna start trying to kill everybody. I mean,
well, look, I'll tell you the next move. They're gonna false flag and blow up minority events and blame it on Trump. God bless you. Thanks for the call. That's their next move, folks. And I don't like making these predictions. All the arrows point there. It's not hard. It's not hard. How did I predict Biden would step down on the 2021st? I said about 2 weeks. I could see the lines. It's done. He might be dead. We don't know. The globalists already have their coup. We're trying to struggle to get the country back, and they're trying to stop us. David, Indiana, military army on Trump shooting. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for letting me call in.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate everything that you do. So a couple quick points real fast. Number one, when I was in the military, we learned how to set up a perimeter. So trying to protect an asset, not too hard. You got to think like the threat, right? So look at areas that you would be engaging if you were to, you know, flip roles. So that, and then counter snipers, they're not there just to react to a threat. They're actually there to think like a threat and then act beforehand. So when you have these snipers that are just in one location, next to and slightly behind Trump, I absolutely think that this was an inside thing. That's the only thing that makes sense, really, at this point. Number two, the caliber of a weapon being used, whether it was the fella on the rooftop or if it was a second or third shooter, if it's suppressed, for instance, like a 300 blackout round that's subsonic suppressed, you could barely hear that when you're standing next to it. So when you have these people out there doing all these analysis of the sound of the bang of the gunshots going off, I mean, there's a lot of variables that play into that. And then number three, continued threat on Trump. Obviously, they're going to continue to try to take Trump out by any means necessary, which I also believe that would lead to them trying to take out Kamala Harris. Pray that that doesn't happen. Pray that it doesn't happen to Trump.
Well, I haven't covered that yet, but I totally agree. Because, again, I know how to follow the enemy transmissions. They are, while they put her forward, all the big politicos have their surrogates supporting her, but they're holding back, and then they're starting the demonization of her. Who do you think they're going to try to insert?
I could see Hillary, and that's probably like choice number one, two, and three for them is Hillary, Hillary, and then Hillary.
Yep. And you saw the articles promoting her the last 48 hours, right?
Absolutely. Oh yeah, they've been talking about why Hillary's needed more now than ever, and all this. Yeah, absolutely. They're just trying to promote that, get her.
Yeah, folks. None of these people are on their own. Like when I do a show, I think this. Other conservative shows, they're not getting orders, but liberals, they follow. That's one of their strengths. Actually, is they are following orders. Like every Democrat elector, every Democrat precinct in the U.S. endorsed her unanimously. That shows cult-like control. And so the fact that those groups promoting Hillary means they're going to try her doesn't mean she's going to get it, but they're definitely trying her.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I appreciate all that you do, but those were the points I wanted to make.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling. Let's keep going through these calls quickly. Woody is law enforcement on the Trump shooting. Woody, thanks for calling. And from Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
In the middle of the battle for the Republic, brother, we're here. We stayed on air till this point. It's only God.
Well, I just want to tell you that I'm from Chicago, and I was on a security detail in Chicago many years ago when Harold Washington was running for re-election. And they put him in hostile territory, and they had very little security for him. And I was part of that detail, and I was thinking I'm one of two people that's got to keep an eye on approximately 300 people. And not many of those 300 people liked him. And fortunately, it worked out where nothing happened. But this is the MO, whether you're running for president or governor or senator or mayor or whatever it is, if you're fighting the establishment power base, the first thing you've really got to be in charge of yourself is your security. And Trump put way too much faith in the Secret Service. He should have known better. The people around him should have known better. He should have had people watching the Secret Service and letting him know what's going on. And, you know, these people that are in the Secret Service, they're compartmentalized. They're not people that are going to lay down their lives for someone that maybe they don't even politically agree with. So, you know, Trump's in big danger. I think your analysis about poisoning next is very, very, very real. Maybe even a TWA 800 missile to take down his plane. So we're in that era now of political assassinations, and the Civil War scenario looks like it's going to play out if they succeed in doing this. And all Americans need to really wake up, smell the coffee, and realize we have had a hostile takeover of all of our institutions and our government.
Absolutely. I've had families say, hey, why don't we go to Nashville next month and see a music? And I'm like, we're not doing that. And they're like, well, you don't want to live in fear. And I'm like, I'm not living in fear. We're in a war. I mean, it's going down. People better get, but don't worry. They'll get it once it goes over the edge. Because imagine if they killed Trump. They were going to then trigger false flags, blame conservatives, and we'd be over the edge right now. And look, evil's not all powerful, folks. We can stop this. But every church, every citizen, every person better be realizing we are in the danger zone right now.
And remember, too, they took out a sitting president once before, JFK, so they could let him get in and take him out once he's in.
Well, that's right. And the Secret Service is, look, the average Secret Service agent's a nice person. But going back to history, it's always the Praetorian Guard that takes out Caesar. It's always his guards. It's always his best buddies. And anybody knows in a third world country, the number one threat is the security service. Why don't they just try to take over? So that's a real blind spot in a free society. And so we have to be fully aware of that and realize that the Secret Service real job is getting rid of presidents for the deep state historically.
Well, I think they were hoping to succeed in getting Trump, and then they were probably going to take out probably either Biden or Harris in retaliation and get the Civil War going. But since that didn't work, now they're switching to Plan B, which may be another way. But in either case, President Trump would be wise to have some very trustworthy people around him watching everything the Secret Service does.
Absolutely. Because Trump said, I played it last hour, he said, if I would have known there was a guy running around, I wouldn't have gone out. Thank you so much for the call. Now, listen, folks, I'm going to do this right now. And if I can do this once a day and pay the bills, I'll do it once a day. And I'm not bitching at anybody, but it really frustrates me. Because it would take me an hour to explain all this, but the CRO that was court appointed, that was fired by the court, who was a Democrat, black ops, you know, minion in my view, with the Justice Department, sabotaged this place last year and a half. And so X2, X3, DNA Force Plus, Biomineral Fusion, I think sells out by tomorrow. All of it is selling out. And when that sells out, and we were barely in the black, we're done. So they shot at us and missed, but they shit at us and hit, is an old Wisconsin saying, I'm told. But the point is that I've got to think of some new way to get money in here, because without getting into an hour-long discussion, the judge is going to keep us open. He's going to allow the company and the assets to be transferred very soon, the next few months, and we'll stay on air. And I'll go somewhere else and I'll still be on air, but it'll disrupt us and it'll screw the crew over. We don't want them to have the victory of shut down InfoWars. So the missing link, the weak link, the chink in the armor is InfoWarsStore.com. The good news is 2 years ago, I learned who we were getting most of our supplement raw materials from when I wanted a better deal on turmeric. because we have a 95% humanoid. And I said, well, what's the company that sells that to the company that makes it? And we found out, and I called the company he had 2 years ago. They said, yeah, we're making like half the ingredients for your products. We don't want to be put on the air. We're listeners, the owner. I talked to the owner. But we will private label all of this. And you can sell it at even a lower price to everybody at InfoWarsStore.com. And I never really promoted it, but more than a dozen products are there. They're amazing. Turmeric, ashwagandha, the pain relief, it's all there. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the InfoWars MD line, because our products that we buy in warehouse are almost sold out. But this group that we drop ship from has massive supplies. So when the InfoWars, gee, that's Achilles heel of the bad guys. They thought, oh, cut all our production off, don't reorder products, kill all our sponsors. But we had this. So InfoWars MD, which is amazing products, the Joint Relief Max, the Prostate Support, the Ashwagandha Gummies, the Nerve Renew. These are amazing products. Go get those as just a donation. Plus, you'll love them. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD. Got great collagen, Mushroom Max, Better Mood, Turmeric 95. That's the same as Bodies, Libido RX, CBDC Full Spectrum. It goes on and on. All at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. The Super Greens, it's all there. InfoWars MD. InfoWars MD. And we need to be in the black to be able to stay on the air. And it'd take an hour to describe it. I'm not going to go through it all. Plus, it gives away strategy. Just support us. Pray for us. Spread the word. Share the articles. You name it. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars MD today. Separately. Our great sponsor outside of InfoWars, with all the NanoSilver products and all the other great supplements, drjonesnaturals.com. That's my dad's company. A couple years ago, he said, they're going to shut you down. I'm going to go set up a warehouse. And with all our products, he helped develop them. Next Level Foundational Energy, the Super Blue, non-fluoride, NanoSilver, iodine, peppermint, and tea tree oil toothpaste. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. I cannot fight a war against the New World Order without funding. They lied and said I had $400 million in the bank all over. New York Times a month ago said, well, it came out in court, Jones really has nothing. Because I don't care about the money until I need it to stay on air. I got a nice house, a nice car, I got a small swimming pool and a hot tub. I got plenty of food to eat. I don't care. And they had to admit, Jones has meager assets. Kids, joke's on you, dumbasses. But they knew I never had that. They already knew all that. It's funny. But it's not funny when we get to the red line and don't have fuel. So I'm driving 100 miles an hour with almost no money in the operation. I need to go to drjonesnaturals.com at the key junction of the Battle of the Republic now. Thank you for your support. Thank you for past support. But I want to challenge those who are on the fence. What are you waiting for? drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, BrainForce Ultra is back in stock. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Before I started working here at InfoWars, I didn't believe that supplements really worked. I thought these were just products that people consumed for peace of mind and that our body would flush them out. But one of the first products I ever took was BrainForce Plus, which is the capsule version of BrainForce Ultra. And this is actually more powerful than BrainForce Plus. But the first time I ever took BrainForce Plus, I noticed within 20 minutes that I had a change in my state of mind. And ever since then, I believed in our products and I believed in supplementation as an important part of health. So BrainForce Ultra is particularly special because it's a more potent and convenient form than BrainForce Plus. Now, it's not only going to help you with enhanced cognitive function, focus, but it also is going to help you with increased energy levels. We know that the formula includes yerba mate leaf and green tea leaves, both of which contain natural caffeine and polyphenols. These components provide a sustained energy boost without the crash. Ashwagandha root and ginkgo leaf are included for their adaptogenic and antioxidant properties. Not only will this product help enhance mental clarity and focus, enhance energy levels, but it will do so in a way that reduces stress so you don't feel the anxiety associated with too much caffeine, energy drinks, perhaps like an Adderall or a nicotine. These are all great reasons to buy BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. But perhaps the best reason to get this product, BrainForce Ultra, from InfoWarsStore.com is because by buying products from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep InfoWars on the air. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that there's a war on for your mind, that the globalists and transhumanists and the New World Order are trying to conglomerate all political power so they can subjugate humanity for the indefinite future. But we're not going to let that happen because we're going to do things like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get BrainForce Ultra. We're going to fight and win the war that is on for our minds, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get BrainForce Ultra, and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.